Welcome back to Deep Thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. On this episode, we are going to discuss the New Deal used rocket program that seems to be something that people can buy now. A third world country with self-esteem issues, someone trying to look good at the top of their country, faking these fucking rovers to the moon. Sorry for the F-bombs, people. Thing is, if you're going to be a person who's going to deal with this information, I don't think you're necessarily leading the PTA, you know what I'm saying? We've had two fake rovers on the moon by China. They're seemingly handling this by themselves because they can't seem to synchronize what we faked back in the 60s. And again, what's really hilarious is that NASA sent, oh shit, man, they've sent 1, 2, 3, 4 functional rovers to Mars, supposedly, but not one goddamn rover to the moon. And why is that? Well, Jesus, nowadays, since we had a rover, two rovers that are only supposed to have lasted like 11 months, go for fucking 18 years. I mean, it's not quite that long, but you know, over 15 years. What's really, really funny, I'll get back to that point. The people I talk to that don't give a shit about any of this stuff, especially females, I'll start in with like the moon hoax thing and they'll be like, oh, wait, what is this shit with these rovers that still work on Mars? I'm like, you got me. They said I can't keep anything in my house that runs on batteries going for any length of time, especially a laptop. How on earth were these rovers able to last so long? Of course, they're supposed to be solar panel charged. But then again, there's horrific storms supposedly on the surface of Mars. It's all out of a Ray Bradbury book. Let me just tell you right away. But the little rovers are supposed to flap their wings, shake it all off. Right. Well, why don't we just make our cars shake the fucking dirt off? Because that works, right? Well, you don't understand, there's no moisture on the surface of Mars, so all this just easily falls off. Well, I guess when you live in a fairy tale land, you're never without solutions, right? Theoretically. Everyone's up my ass about saying that astronauts would still float on the fucking moon. Because the algorithm is obviously the rate of a descent. It's how they calculate terminal velocity. How the fuck do you have any equation terminate when it is just a logarithmic equation of gravity? Believe me, I know there's an explanation, but it's fucking horseshit. If the moon is blocking your ethereal winds that would normally be going up your hole and lifting you up, then you're going to be pushed down. Ethereal winds are ethereal winds. Now, let's just say the ocean's really huge. Give you a little analogy here. In a big giant ocean, it's 10 miles deep. And you're standing on the bottom of the ocean. And we want to know how much you're going to get crushed to pieces just by the volumetric water above your head. Would it matter what's underneath you as long as you got 10 miles of water over your head? Well, the only thing is, well, it's going to push you into the ground like a nail. Gravity's gravity. It's ethereal based. It is a push, not a pull. So the mass of the fucking moon, it does affect the negative ethereal pressures between objects. But I assure you, you don't float. And even if you want to buy that bunch of horse shit, we run the footage 2x on the moon of the astronauts from 69 to 72, and it's real time. Got a fucking flag flopping in the wind. I didn't even put that in the show. That's a smoking gun. It is a smoking gun, but you have too many people that, I don't know, they just don't grasp. They buy the debunking crap. But that's not what this episode's about. This episode is about the fact that I think that they have turned the entire moon hoax as it relates to rovers, because it's like it's got less risk factors, into a turnkey solution for countries that are budding and trying to, it's essentially something you offer. And again, it's not all horrible. If you make your people feel comfortable and feel pride for themselves. There's benefit to that, and I understand that. I'm kind of being a little flippid today. 6 o'clock in the morning. What can you expect? I got up yesterday doing a little sleep reset. But these leaders look good when shit happens on their watch, right? Well, we got to the moon under so-and-so's watch. They're better. Now, Nixon had a lot of image problems when he came in. One, he had to take care of the Vietnam War. Two, he differed greatly, and he was also very... I mean, it was really crazy. LBJ is notorious for being a bastard to his whole staff and everything. And, you know, if he was doing the right thing, and he was just like a gun-toting cowboy, you know, I could probably look back and go, oh, okay, that's cool. He's like a Clint Eastwood or John Wayne kind of character. But he's getting shit done. He's being moral, and he's not starting wars with fake Gulf of Tonkin shit. He's not murdering his fucking president so he can get a fake swearing in on a plane and feel special. Now, this guy took dumps in front of his staff. He had his mistress's maids murdered. His estate killed his son when his son came after his inheritance, his bastard son, or his out-of-wedlock son. I hate using bastard because it's just a dumb thing. I don't know why anyone gave a shit whether or not that whole family configuration occurred. If you exist, you win. Screw all this shit above your head. You're a mistake. You're intended. Just forget all that shit. Whether you're adopted or not adopted, you exist. You won. Except for that one guy trying to sue his parents for his existence. Wow. It's just an awesome little sociological experiment, right? I didn't choose to be created, so I'm suing you. Okay. So what can I possibly give you? Your whole life and all of your upkeep until you get to 18? I guess I already gave you that. Case closed, bunk. But what I think is going on is that, like Nixon, who wanted to make sure that the moon thing happened on his watch to repair his image, and again, the contrast I was drawing was that he was also like a pain in the ass, you know? Very complex man. You kind of want to think he's a good guy, and then you look up his running mate, I believe in 72, and he had him shot in the gut after a speech. What was the... It was like fucking Wild West, like Dodge City in the 60s and early 70s. You want to run against me, I'm going to have you shot. Screw you. Pow! Okay. So these rovers. What blows me away, one, if they get any press at all, these rovers, I mean, they accomplish nothing, right? They drive around and they take pictures. Oh, they might grab a rock and start sawing it in half and all this other crap. It's all fake, people. So I'm not referencing anything that's really occurring. But even if you buy the bullshit, how do you know the ones on Mars are fake? Well, the fact that they last as long as they did, that's the number one thing. Two, JPL has commissioned Hollywood's greatest minds to create 3D terrain software from 1982 to 1993. Actually, sorry, 1995, excuse me. Products like Terrigen exist. You can absolutely create these worlds. They've been taking photographs of Iceland and Greenland and then passing them off as Mars pictures. People in those regions are like, hey, that's my backyard. What the fuck is this? Oh, and they go out there and NASA's there. They're there with big, weird, you know, new rovers simulating all this crap. But I think most of it now, to make sure that there's no problem, is all inside the computer. I would do that shit. I wouldn't take a picture of anything out there. They give us a picture of Pluto, and it's a big fucking joke. Pluto's face from the Disney franchise is on the surface of Pluto. One of the Mars photographs came back, and it looked like Bigfoot was walking on Mars, and I just have to believe it's somebody in NASA laughing their ass off. It's not the spitting image, but it's pretty damn close of the one that walked across the riverbed way back in the 60s, like 67 or something like that. They're playing us. They're playing us, and they know we're already stupid enough that the masses want to believe this shit, so they do believe this shit. We get these doofballs coming into the comment sections. We got like three of them lately. It's a total psyop of... I don't know, like, I don't know, tight buttholes or whatever it is, but they come in, they tell me how stupid I am or whatever, and I go, look, I'm not going to sit here and tolerate your bullshit, just coming here and saying that everyone's fucking stupid who believes this. Here's your forum. Posts don't cost anything, and my God, you can post fucking chapters of information. Get your lazy ass out there and prove us wrong. Take on the issues in the video. Link us to the time codes of which you're addressing. And then in absolutely unified fashion, they have never failed ever, ever, ever to do this. They go, well, telling you how it works would just be a waste of my time. All right, see you later, buddy. See you later. Report spam, block user, see you later. You're of no value to society. Bye, shill. But the rovers on Mars never went anywhere interesting. A big crater. That's about it. A volcanic eruption, if anything. But they don't drive them towards the pyramids. They don't drive them towards that gigantic, you know, severed belly in the center. They don't try. Things are there 15 plus years and you don't drive anywhere fucking interesting? And you don't land anywhere interesting? Supposedly there's a face on the moon, you know, or a face on Mars. And of course they've lit it differently now so it doesn't look like one. But get your ass over there because there's a bunch of pyramid shit. There's a mountain over there supposedly 15 miles high. Where's the good shit? What are we paying for? You guys are boring. Your imaginations are zero. And they don't dare fake it. It'd be like faking Devil's Tower. If you see it on a blip on a telescope picture, well, faking it in 3D straight ahead, you could open yourself up for massive liability. So they're always trying to reduce the risk of future exposure. Just in case God comes down or fucking monolith comes down and teaches NASA how to actually do their job. $60 million a day, people. $60 million a day. That's some pretty good money, wouldn't you say? Why doesn't NASA put a rover on the moon? We know why. We know why. Public doesn't know why. Because we'd want them to put it next to one of our previous missions. Drive your ass over there. Show us how the flag's doing. Flapping in the wind. Show us the lunar lander. Show us all the footsteps. Show us the buggies that are there. Show us how the landscape matches all your time-life photographs that you took so perfectly. Won't do that, will they? Because they can't. NASA has absolutely blown it by taking pictures of these supposed, and they haven't. They faked pictures of the limb's feet at 4x the scale of what they were. Whoops. I mean, it is unbelievable how easy it is to prove that these people are lying to us on a daily basis. China's first rover operated for 2 days. I think it was actually a little less than 2 days. The pictures looked like brown soil from the earth with ice on it. Now, China's a gigantic country. They obviously found some area, and there's a lot of Google Map videos out there where China is doing massive landscaping to do something. I mean, they're building huge harp antennas, big things, but they're not in areas where they're going to build cities. One of their 35 gigantic ghost cities. So maybe they were terraforming something to be a pretend moon. I don't know. But then they go back. It's a little bit better for a little while. And, you know, honestly, I'm actually underestimating, and I have to apologize here, I'm underestimating how simple it is to do this. They don't need any help from NASA or JPL. A rover, a camera, and some dirt out back. And you just got to be able to put a rocket in the sky and make sure it disappears out of sight, out of mind, and then you can roll footage with that, whatever you want. Consequently, it's interesting. I didn't really see a tremendous amount of animations from the Chinese space program as to how exactly their system works. It's probably out there, but you know, when NASA does it, or JPL, when they hit Mars inside their imaginations, they have all this footage of how it works. And everybody thinks that they're seeing live footage of this fucking shit. It's hilarious. baby boomers on average, and we've had some really cool ones show up recently, and man, hats off to these folks. But the average one, and I don't blame baby boomers for this, they have no fucking concept of how 3D software works, how rendering engines work, what's the difference between ray casting and ray tracing. They have no idea how that works. They don't know what a particle system is, a plug-in. They don't know the difference between Maya, Lightwave, and Blender 3D, Houdini, and ZBrush. So they think they're seeing reality. Ivanka Trump, when the new latest hoax of JPL, and I think that chick is great, by the way. I think she'll be president one day. She put on a Twitter account that animation of that big-ass rover that went down there last time here, just last year. Well, when she does it, people trust her, and they see it, and they think it's real. Now, the young people don't think it's real. They know it's CG. And I don't really know, you know, think about how long it takes to investigate anything that's a crime in this country. Trump's getting chased every day for everything he's ever done, every dump he's ever taken, every piss he's ever taken. Adam Schiff's in there like, oh, can I have some, you know, brought my yellow towel. But you got Hillary Clinton, a complete fucking traitor. We have people who have committed pedophile murders that are involved with her campaign. They're still free people. And it's like, yeah, well, you know, they're just at that level where they can't go down. Unreal. Unreal. So what if everybody did just jump up one day and say, enough is enough. You can't prove you're there. We can't go into your facility and raid your computers and figure out what's going on. I mean, it'd be cool to do it like a what is it, Project Veritas and go inside JPL and NASA, get really deep. But you know, it's not easy. They can't do their little techniques to get in those organizations because those organizations are as deep as it goes. I mean, you know, you ever wonder how far you could go in the universe before you hit a black wall? The little doorknob on it. Getting into JPL or NASA and getting into the fake compartments that create this fake content, whether it be the live action shots they take and feed to us, or the CG shots they feed to take to us, or the engineering and software that's generated to keep this hoax going. Once you're in that compartment, you're at the edge of top secret, secret shit in this country. I mean, I imagine the matinee showing at lunchtime is probably, yeah, this is how we did 9/11. This is how we wired the buildings. This is how we killed Kennedy. This is Agenda 21, episode, it was season 2, episode 24. Israel's got a problem because Netanyahu is being investigated. The president of that country is in big trouble. I don't follow it that much, but it seems pretty serious for that guy. So now, woof, look over here, look over here. We're sending shit into space, headed for the moon. Takes this little fortune cookie shot back of Earth. I'm not going to do it, but someone needs to find the shot, the day it was taken, the time it was taken, grab all the satellite footage of the weather systems of the area of the world that they are taking a picture of, compare them, make sure they're correct. Nothing accounts for the fact that the Milky Way isn't in the shot. Some stars in the shot. But what if everyone said, this has got to stop? How long would it take? Someone has to champion the... In this country, it should be a class action lawsuit. Maybe 100 million people, adults with minds that work, say, we need to see proof that you're there. You need to provide proof, which means you're going to have to redo your entire protocol of launching a rocket and taking it to where you're going. Like I've said several times in several episodes, the camera can never turn off. We want to see the whole journey. And there's got to be 10 ways to Sunday or we can confirm this. Maybe send additional rockets and they all film each other. The whole mission's design, the boosters, the software, everything gets inspected like an open source project to prove that this isn't a big lie stealing billions and billions annually out of this country. Because we got things we need to do with that money. And space travel is probably one of the things we need to do. But not with a pre-existing organization founded by Nazis that just happened to help us out with ICBMs. I do want to add some data to something that I had said earlier in different episodes about ICBMs and the fact that I think that NASA contributed to the overall development of that technology. There were intercontinental ballistic missiles, I believe, in the mid-50s, like 56 or something like that, was with a technically the first giant missile successfully took a warhead intercontinental. But by the mid-70s, these things were inside submarines, which makes them insanely dangerous. Do I think there will ever be a nuclear war? No. If there ever was a nuclear war, it is being started by literally someone like Dr. Evil. And we need to calm down if it occurs and just clean up and survive and then go get these people. But I don't think it's going to occur. I think if it were a plan, you know, you could get probably some crazy elite MFers to, you know, I'm 85 years old. Well, yeah. Well, it was a Prince Philip, right? He said he'd kill the whole fucking world. Such a nice guy. Come back as a virus and exterminate mankind. Prince Philip of Windsor said that, man. Unreal. So you get a bunch of guys like that. These self-loathing dudes. Yeah, maybe some guy's going to want to push the button, but there's plenty of people underneath those people that I think would get wind of such a thing and they would sabotage it. And then, of course, there's those of you who still believe that they don't exist, and I don't know. Doing more research on Bikini Island, I think that there is some pretty big evidence that some serious crap does exist. Whether or not they can transport that much TNT into the ocean and have this gigantic conversion of lithium, you know, take it from what was supposed to be about 10 to 15 megatons up to about a 40 megaton bomb and nearly kill everybody in the workstation. That doesn't sound like a problem that TNT is going to have. TNT is never going to have a problem. It's just going to simply convert and then it's going to have a big explosion. I don't know, you know, what the volumetric requirements are to simulate Bikini Island explosions where you have that gigantic explosion, and Russia has done the biggest one ever, right? And again, as long as you're doing it on land, you have no problem. But dropping this from the sky and having an airburst, if you fill the biggest jet in the world, the whole fuselage, with TNT, and two, you could get it off the ground, and you start to plummet it down, and then you do a detonation. One, you can see a plane falling out of the sky. You can't, because they're gigantic buildings with fucking wings, right? A friend of mine told me an interesting fact the other day. He pulled up a picture of the new 787 with the big, beautiful, swept-back wings. Look amazing. He pointed at the engine. He said, you see that engine right there? He goes, that engine has a diameter the same as a 737's fuselage. That's how big that engine is. That blows the mind. So for me, I think that for now, nukes are real. Completely real. And everyone gets all upset if I give any fringy theory equal representation in the show, and I think that's crazy. That's like being prejudiced against people because of their color. Hey, they have a belief, they're not hurting me. If you believe nuclear weapons don't exist, is that hurting me? No. If you believe the world is flat, is that hurting me? No. You're not Pol Pot coming around killing people with glasses because you fear they're intelligent. So what I want to do in this episode is take it a little bit further than the basic notion that either there's a copycat program going on, or our folks are selling it to control their people. Look, we'll give this to you, and we'll help you orchestrate the whole thing. But, you know, it's our stuff, so don't mess around. We've been doing this a lot longer than you have, and if you do it by yourself, you're going to make some mistakes. Now, China's second rover to the moon came back with more fucking brown soil photographs. I mean, it's like I'm waiting for a tumbleweed and a rabbit to go by in these fucking shots. It's unbelievable. But then within 24 hours, their shots were color corrected to match the moon being all gray. Like someone made a phone call. The fuck are you guys doing? Get your shit together. Just bad planning. Bad planning, right? Now, all of you on this show are hip, the normal listeners. You're all hip to the fact that they are definitely between 2019 and 2039, 20 years from now, unless, again, we're victorious with the Great Awakening and these people have really painful tight handcuffs put on them. They're going to attempt a hoax landing on Mars. They are not going to try to go to the moon between now and then. Although, again, you know, what they do, and you guys got to be vigilant about this, and when it happens, you need to note it and pass it around to your friends. It's like this new Green Deal bullshit from Cortez. Senator Crazy, or, you know, well, not Senator, but the House Representative Nutbag. That's the greatest thing that could have ever happened to America, at least the Republican Party, is to have Cortez out there pushing fucking lunacy, $100 trillion program, getting rid of cars and planes and cows and all this other stuff. I mean, it's beautiful. So you get that stuff and you pass it around to make sure everyone understands these super duper late term abortions. I'm telling you, man, if there's a hell, if there's any massive punishment after this life, every single fucker on planet Earth that wants to kill a kid at 9 months, there's your line over there. Thought the Holocaust was bad? That's going to make it seem like Disneyland on the best day with Walt walking around with you. Because what's over there is going to be horrid for you. But what happens is this. The newspapers and the magazines and all the television shit and the internet stuff are pumping these articles that say that man is going to return back to the moon soon. How many of you remember Elon Musk saying in 2016, he's going to put a dude on Mars in 2018. I remember that. And we sit there and laugh. But here's what's happening to the psychology of people who still believe all this bullshit. They hear that and they go, oh, whew, everything's great. Pat themselves on the back. Aren't we great? Now, when it never happens, and I mean ever happens, it's never attempted. There's no program greenlit. There's no technology developed to do any of this stuff. The platforms aren't renewed. There's no astronauts trained for it. It just is a bunch of bullshit, like a bad fucking fake news website with some blogger out there making shit up. They feel great, then they don't audit anything. And then they come to our channel and try to lecture us. By the way, I wanted to tell you guys, it's going to, I guess, be a little bit of a variety show at the same time here. You know that when I post an episode that says the word moon and the word hoax, they put the Encyclopedia Britannica link below my video to propagandize your brain so that you believe the fake shit at the Encyclopedia Britannica. The funny thing was, I was going through some old videos that, I don't know why I was doing it, but I saw my reptilian episode. Do reptilian aliens exist or something like that? Reptilian aliens or whatever it was. And I noticed they put the Britannica link underneath my reptilian episode. And I had this wild feeling. I was like, damn, maybe David Icke is right. Why would they put some clarification below a reptilian alien episode? As if they need to clarify that these things don't exist. Because they don't exist, right? It would be almost as ludicrous if I said pedophile episode. I have one called Elite Pedophilia, or Elite Pedophiles, or whatever it is. And they, of course, demonetized that, and I understand that. I concur with them. No one wants to advertise next to that shit. But it would be as if they post a link down below and say, well, pedophiles don't exist. The elite doesn't exist. Then we know they're lying. Well, we know they're lying about the moon thing. So what's up with this reptilian thing? I don't give it a second thought. I don't go throughout my day thinking about reptilians. But I just thought that was really strange. In fact, the episodes that they've demonetized are so suspect. My NPC episode has been demonetized. My censorship one has been demonetized. My episode about fake enemies. Fake enemies? Isn't that an upbeat title? There are no enemies. demonetized. Why? Because I said Russia wasn't a bad country. No worse than any other place, no worse than us in relation to other people's perspective of the United States of America. So one of the big patterns is write an article completely full of crap, sell tickets to the moon. Like I said, it's happened several times. People won tickets to the moon. Now, I will say one cool thing was that Omni Magazine had a contest for designing the best rover to be on the moon. And the one that ended up there, I think 93, it was pretty much almost the exact same thing, except it had the energy package on it that had the solar panels. It's still fake, but at least they took the idea and said, that's really smart. What's also interesting is that they typically... Well, okay, so the rover 93 was super duper tiny. And the one that ended up there in 2003-4 were much larger. And of course, the recent one's massive. The interesting thing is that the terrain in which these machines encounter are always directly proportional to the capabilities of these machines, as if they're parking right on the perfect spot. It was the one in 03-04, the first one that landed, I think it was like the Odyssey or whatever the hell it was. It landed inside of a crater, which gave them this nice sort of buffer of time where it kind of was in the crater and they weren't sure it was going to be able to get out, but it wasn't a gigantic crater. It was a small crater. And so sure enough, you know, it took some samples and then it drove right out, no problem. Had that thing been a real crater, or, you know, created by a volcanic eruption or some electrical discharge of plasma from the interior, then you may be dealing with one that's the size of New York City, that's, you know, 100 times bigger than the one in Arizona or Diamond Head, and you simply can't get out because right there at the edge to get out, it's just simply too high. And then the rover's just stuck in purgatory the whole time, right? I think we can expect, and we've already seen it because other space stations exist with the same exact problems. Again, the one from China, the Chinese space station had all the water bubbles that were super evident. All these particles going exactly in the same direction. The big bubble that went up the dude's helmet and then flubbed over his helmet and went up. They're copying. They're making mistakes. That's good for us. We get to see what's going on. I saw another tour of another space station. I guess it's the SpaceX version of the modules that were put up there. No one takes a camera, points it at the moon, points it at the Earth, all one shot. Smoking guns, smoking guns, smoking guns. What I'm interested to see in this next half decade to decade is, are the space agencies synchronizing their efforts to further validate through sheer pressure of repetition, of lies, all their actions? Well, we're all going to go together, join action. China feels good, Israel feels good, America feels good, Europe feels good. Maybe the Russians get involved again. I think it would be an absolute kicker if Russia could get their space program up again, which I don't think they have the money to do it just yet, but get it going again. Conquer those Van Allen belts, conquer radiation, build a brand new, you know, Mir 2.0 or whatever, a real beautiful space station up there where you could walk. Unleash a little bit of hidden technology, get the anti-gravity plates all figured out, and then do what Von Braun said you had to do, which is ferry fuel up to that point, build a ship that doesn't have anything to do with being launched on Earth up there, and then just cruise with a nice radioactive protection layer around the astronauts, get them right to the moon, set that thing down right in the Sea of Tranquility. Get out and go, we don't see anything here. In fact, this place doesn't look anything like your place that you took pictures of. Now, I usually don't go down this path. I have a whole episode on the moon. A lot of folks came in on the moon hoax smoking guns episode, and they're towing the other theory, which has some points to it, which is that we've seen stars shine through the moon. And these aren't eruptions on the surface of the plasma energy coming through a little crater spot, because it moves with the cycle. And again, someone could have psyoped these photographs. I haven't seen a continuous video shot from some amateur, it would actually be a group of amateur astronomers, kid with a, like, or sorry, a student, or sorry, a teacher with a bunch of kids, right? They all get theirs out, they all have their cameras hooked to it. But it's a shot where the star is first in space. It could be Venus, I don't know what this body is. But then as the crescent moon, all the parts with the waning shadow, as you know, the stars rotate in the background, this star goes right inside the belly of the moon. Seems a little strange. Four or five shots, and it goes inside the belly of the moon. Now, that's been presented on the internet, but I don't have proof that that's real. But there are a lot of people that think, well, the moon is not what you think it is. It's just a projection. There's all those videos claiming, you know, to have the moon flickering on and off. A lot of those are horrible home projects where someone's figured out enough of After Effects to be dangerous or other tools similar to it. We do have the weird, you know, the pulsing waves. These guys are taking, I forgot the damn name of it, but there does seem to be something strange about the light coming from the moon. The moonlight makes the thermometer supposedly colder. I haven't tested it personally, but I've seen several videos of people doubting that this is the case, and they take it out there and like, oh my God, it is making it colder. Put it in the sunlight and it gets warmer. They put it in shadows and it gets warmer, and they put out in the moonlight and it gets colder. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's pushing, I don't know, space atmosphere down. But now, what are we trying to do with the Earth right now when it comes to tyranny, globalism, socialism, all these Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030 programs? We see it coming. All the indicators are that these things are very, very real. Agencies exist. I mean, there's now politicians that are elected that are trying to push this crap. Complete bold-faced lies. And so we're trying to stop them. We're trying to wake everybody up. Hey, everybody, wake up, wake up, wake up. See these Georgia Guidestones? Big problem. By the way, I got one of my numbers off by 4% in a previous episode. The Georgia Guidestones say that we're supposed to maintain world population under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. I calculated that against 77.5 billion people, and it's a 94% reduction in world population, not 98. And then if you do my theory, which is they're going to start around 150, you're at 98% reduction with 2% left over. So I don't know how someone feels super comfortable. The guy was coming in, but it's, you know, it's not 98, it's 94. I'm like, well, does that make you feel better, man? Like, if 94% of the fucking world disappears, is that like, woof, oh boy, we're okay now. Just reinforces this unbelievable. It's like the guy's more fucking happy about being right about a 4% swing. And, you know, shame on me for not doing my math better on that. But like, focus, nerd, focus. 94% of the fucking world disappearing means you and your mommy ain't going to be around anymore. You're not in their fucking club. I guarantee it. And I guarantee they're not starting at the fucking maximum capacity of the restaurant. They're going to start at a much reduced amount. And you're not in the last 2% either. Doesn't matter how many times you've installed Windows. You're of no value to them. So I think that if these agencies were to collude with each other, and it's all a matter of self-preservation. I mean, you get all these heads of state together in some boardroom with politicians, with military people, potentially even the presidents of respective countries. And they're sitting around looking at us like, Jesus, man, we are moments from getting our ass handed to us. The snowball that's rolling downhill of every single person waking up in every single conceivable area of deceit is getting a lot bigger and a lot faster. Banking has been completely exposed. From there, politicians, military, corporations, shills at the personal level, your Antifa people, they know it's coming. And the space program is this thing off to the side that's like, I'm sure if they're sitting around talking to each other, they're saying something to the effect of, oh my God, and that fucking thing over there, you guys, no one's alive that did this, right? And how do we dig our ass out of this problem? You can imagine, like I always say, let's put ourselves in charge of cleaning up the NASA lies. I've addressed this once before, I think, in my episode, Replacing NASA. But imagine, you've got to stop the hemorrhaging if every single point in the elites program, the ruling class program, that's being exposed is a wound that's just starting to, it's like an artery spitting out blood every time the heart pumps. They have to try and convince everyone that none of this is occurring. And it's like that old story of the Dutch boys putting his fingers in the dams, and every time he puts his finger in, two other holes pop up. And so he puts, you know, his foot in one and his finger in, and then four pop up, and it's just getting worse and worse for them. It's a landslide of a problem. Now, I will say in the back of my brain, and this is a little bit off topic, but in the back of my brain, I think that really, at some point, if we don't get some real human beings that really care about society in charge, someone is going to pull that 99% virus. I watched an interesting video about, this has been going on for, you know, a lot longer than recently, but this fungus that gets on top of insects, especially ants, and the fungus digs down inside their body and then starts spawning from inside their body. It's a plant. You know, these ants are just sort of frozen on a plant, and this unicorn pops out of their head because it's like digging into their protein and using their body as this, you know, sort of compost of health. I thought, Jesus, man, could you imagine that? In the last 6 months from right now, I probably know of at least half a dozen people within a degree of me, I say within 2 degrees of me, excuse me, who have been notified that they had cancer and died within 2 weeks. Within 1 to 2 weeks, they just absolutely die. One dude died in 3 days. He just came home. He's got wife, kids. He's got a little bit of a headache. He's dead in 2 days. Another person just happened just this last week. She goes in. She's totally fine. She goes in the hospital. Boom, she's dead within a 2 week period. Cancer. I don't remember this shit happening 2 years ago. And I don't remember this stuff happening when I was a kid. Now, does that happen all the time around the world? Yeah, sure. But a lot of times in one place, that's just a little bit weird. Maybe it's just a frequency when, you know, you learn a word, you hear the word. Maybe I'm just hearing it a lot now. But usually your friends will tell you. Another friend of mine just had this happen to her friend. Wasn't that old. So could you imagine, we have been sold this bill of goods. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is the whole idea of them digging themselves out of their lies. And of course, the space program is just one of the smaller ones that they've got going. But imagine we're sold this zombie apocalypse that in one day, you know, people turn up with bath salt syndrome and then they start biting each other. And it's something, some virus, the CDC can't stop it, won't stop it, not supposed to stop it. And the shit starts spreading and we all go crazy, and a bunch of people are immune from whatever it is. You don't get bit, whatever, all the Walking Dead stuff. But we're sold this very flash in the pants issue where it happens really quickly. But the way it's really going to occur is that a ton of people who are on the fringe of their health because they eat fast food, they eat lots of GMO, they brush with fucking fluoride, they use aluminum under, you know, antiperspirant, they have all these issues, and they're first ones out. And a big, giant wave of people just die. But because, and you do these computer simulations of when the mind starts to communicate about a epidemic, a possible epidemic, we have the press black it out, you have the hospitals black it out, and the only thing that's happening is, as long as it doesn't spread too quickly, a bunch of people are dead before anyone says anything. And they're like, really? Someone in your family? What's weird? Didn't you have one in your family? And my friend just died. And you start piecing it together and going, maybe there's a fucking epidemic. Could you imagine there's an epidemic of death? And because everyone's sucking the tit of fake news, which is all news. All fucking news is fake news. We are the news, as Q said. We're the best we have. And because we could be infiltrated easily by shills, what the hell can we trust, right? You know, it's funny. Q's been saying this for a little while. We are the news, or you are the news, right? The one thing that's awesome about cigar lounges, there's a lot of places like this, but cigar lounges bring together some pretty great independent minds, especially if you smoke about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Well, if someone's getting off at 2 o'clock, they're entrepreneurs, the smartest people in the world that have been able to avoid being slaves. They run their own businesses and they come in and they sit down and we share what we experience in life. And it's like a little journalistic outlet for us to stay on track. But we all know how the world works. I will eventually make an episode before the season's over on groupthink. There are thousands of you that are a member of this channel. And I know that of the devout people that are attracted to the truth, you would never suffer from the inquisitions. I mean, you might admit you like something just to get people not to kill you in some FEMA camp somewhere, which isn't going to happen in this country anytime soon. But way before there's a FEMA camp with ovens and weird turnstiles and prison bars and ABCD lines and that kind of shit, way before that, we have a groupthink, mob rules mentality with a lot of these things. And what's really funny, and actually I think it's really good news, is that we know that bots drop off information into our channels. We know that paid shills come in and drop off stuff in the channels. And we know poor souls that still believe these lies stop by and drop off stuff in our channel. But we also know that these PR firms work inside the press. They work in producing all these articles. I mean, what's really interesting is there's all these disgusting fucking websites out there. And if you want to know whether or not you have fake news or real news, here's how you do it. You go to your favorite quote-unquote news site and you scroll all the way to the bottom of an article, maybe even the front page of the website. And if you see a bunch of little icons at the bottom linking out to these websites that have these galleries that say, you wouldn't believe what Honey Boo Boo Child's mother looks like now. You wouldn't believe the little Russian kid that was a big bodybuilder at 7, what he looks like now. You wouldn't, and it's all these, 10 things you didn't know about the series MASH on TV, and you link out to these ridiculous fucking websites that take you through these absolutely propaganda-infested, ad-infested websites, where you just hit next, next, next. You know, everybody's looked at these galleries. I've looked at them. That is where you know that they are taking money from these crazy-ass places. Has no fucking place on earth where it should be right next to what is called reality, which should be called the news. News should not be this speculative thing or this sensationalized thing. News should be unbiased, should be objective. It shouldn't have opinion pieces everywhere. You want to go to opinion piece website, go make an opinion piece website. And it's like, these are the opinions of the people who are here. But a newspaper running an opinion column is starting to cross that Rubicon of yellow journalism. Because as long as someone is either influential through their own personality or through articulation, people are going to believe it. People are going to be swayed one way or the other. That's not the job of news, is it? News is, hey, some shit's happening in the Middle East. This is exactly what we know at this point. This is the person who was at XYZ coordinates on the world, and this is what time they were. This is what they saw. Here's a video of what they took off their cell phone. Unedited. Some big-ass, boring, raw footage, but now you can make up your own mind. Nope, they take a Trump speech, they cut it all out of context, and say the guy's saying shit he doesn't say, and then dipshits believe it and pass it all over their fucking Facebook page. Sorry, that ain't the news. That is a subjective, manipulative, brainwashing technique of swaying opinion for an agenda to serve the ruling class. So they stay in power, so tyranny fucking takes over the world and they can get whatever they want. And on that platform of knowledge comes the consensus of us 4 or 5 space programs that need to keep their paychecks and to keep their budgets ever bigger, every single year. So I don't usually stress the thing I'm about to stress here. And I'm probably not the best source to point people at for this kind of thing. In fact, I know I'm not the best source for this sort of thing. I'm probably really good at maybe helping someone get a job, figuring out how to express themselves, becoming an artist or whatever. That's probably what I'm best suited for any one of your random family members. Be careful with my opinions about religion, because that's going to rub people wrong for sure. And might want to tell him, okay, he swears a little bit, but, you know, just go with it. Or don't send him that video. But here's what I think is extremely important about where we are right now, and especially with things like fake space programs. We need to get people on board to the lies. And I know this is the truth movement. I'm kind of saying something fairly, unoriginal. But I don't know if we, and all of us have tried to wake up a family member, a friend, and we had resistance. And then, again, they'll say, well, you think everything's a conspiracy, blah, 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 blah. So maybe pick some smoking guns out there in the world where it's something that that person's concerned with, because everyone's got threads sticking out of their sweaters. Everybody does. They got the GMO thread sticking out. So they think we went to the moon, but they know that glyphosate's really bad to ingest. They figured out that fluoride's bad for them, so they get that little one. They don't want acidic water. I found out that smart water is very acidic, so now I've gone to lava water made in Iceland from their glaciers. 8.88 pH, zero fluoride. Says it right on the bottle. It's beautiful. Thank you, Iceland. Seriously, thank you, thank you, thank you. We need to protect that company. Buy their products. Fiji water. Pretty good pH balance. Has some of the highest fluoridation rates in the world. 0.3 on average. It swings, but don't play any games with that crap. But we have got to get people awake before they make their moves. We need to move faster than they move. Luckily, there are other websites. I did get accepted into Brighton, which is cool, or Brighteon, however they're calling it. I'm on BitChute. They have had a limit of an hour. I just watched some content from Mark Dice on there, a 2-hour video. So I put up the new season 1 content up there to see if it will encode properly. But again, I'm not the best for probably waking up your family, unless you got what's interesting is I think in all reality, you will have sort of the really clean folks that won't even say hell on a video. I fucking hate it when someone goes, H-E-doubles hockey sticks. It's like, really? You won't say hell on a fucking video? Are you kidding me? Oh my God. Okay, but that's good for your grandmother, good for your mom, someone who's trying to fucking virtue signal to the world about how awesome they are. Fine, push that crap on them. Great. If it works, turn them on. Zeitgeist is a great movie. Sort of accessible to everyone. A little hardcore, but just because the subject matter is hardcore. I'm good for your uncle, your dad, your brother, people who are a little bit more alpha, maybe. We had a listener come in, I think I mentioned this once before. One of my episodes, I was mentioning alpha males, and he goes, well, you know, people who say they're alpha male a lot are not alpha males. I'm just like, okay, dude, whatever. It's an issue today because we're going extinct in this planet, so it's not actually happening in America anymore. Europe, oh my God. What guy isn't dressed like a girl over there? And if you're not, breed, would you? Raise your kids outside of this gender confusion zone that's over there in Europe, man. Oof, kills me. Guys have some of the best genes in the world over there, and I just hate to see it all flip-floppy around. Everyone gets all upset and doesn't make kids because they don't know how to put an innie in an outie or an outie in an innie, or gosh. I went back, and I guess I'll just announce it here. It's kind of a silly place to do it, but it kind of folds into what we're talking about here. Season 1 is sort of like all over the place because I was trying to figure it out. By about episode 25 or so, which I believe is the moon hoax one, that's where it's 26, I think. 26 and 165, get those mixed up. But that's where I kind of sort of got my editing down. I figured out what's going on, but I was using all this music out of my computer. And then, of course, music companies, you know, want to claim that if you use 15 seconds of their music, they own your whole fucking thing. It's like, seriously. Anyway, I'm re-editing all of season one episodes so that there's no... I mean, it's like the first, I think, 20 episodes weren't edited well, so there's a lot of gaps and me smoking and throat clearing. And they're demonetized. They're also forbidden to be seen in Europe because the music companies can't get along with Germany. So all that's going to be cleaned up. There's a brand new channel out there called Deep Thoughts Radio Season 1. You'll find links all over the place. Once I get it completely finished, I'm going to swap out all the videos you see on the website feed over to this new channel, and I'll obviously put a link at the top. But I'm cleaning that whole thing up. I would put them on the normal channel, but the problem is that's going to confuse the chronology of everything. So as the numbers are going up, I don't want you to see, you know, 350, and then you're going to see 100 videos that you've already seen just with the cleaned up intro and some editing in the center of it. But what I noticed in looking back, of course, I didn't know quite how to frame the episode. I didn't know what rules I wanted to abide by. I definitely kept my mouth shut when it came to cussing and cursing and just being myself. So I was being really, really careful with this show. And I sort of had this, I want everyone in the world to see the show. And I started to realize, you know, that I'm just not that guy. I don't want to lie about who I am and pretend to be, you know, the professor at the college who's not going to use an F-bomb with the students, which I don't. This stuff that we talk about is frustrating, isn't it? And so the idea is, if I sit here and hide all my frustration, then you get more frustrated. I've seen it happen. It happens to me all the time. When I see all the QAnon analysis, when Donald Trump, he just did a speech somewhere, and he talked about wanting to use a dirty word. He ended up using the word bullshit so far. I haven't seen the whole thing. Another 50 minutes to go in this speech. But he finally ended up using bullshit because he was like, this Russian collusion thing is bullshit. They're feeding you bullshit to make you think that I'm a criminal. Which means if he's not a criminal, then the people who are chasing him in this McCarthyism, this little Adam Schiff dude, is a treasonistic, sedition-based criminal. Probably involved with so much dirty shit that his only way of keeping you away from him is to run after and point the finger to other people. A good friend of mine just taught me this beautiful reality, and she has a name for it. She didn't invent this, but she definitely is aware of this methodology. And it's one of these things where if someone sees you, if they think you've seen them, excuse me, commit a crime, or that you could find out that they've committed a crime, they go through different stages with how they try to, you know, kill the credibility of the witness before ever being caught. And they can become extremely obsessed with this process. And so they think, well, if, you know, if my wife, or no, I wouldn't be that close. It'd probably be like if my buddy saw me, potentially steal something out of some food thing at work, then if I think they're going to talk about me and it's going to actually hurt my job, then what I'm going to do is at work, this is the Iago talking, I'll hurt the credibility of this individual slowly and carefully over time, such that if they ever talk about me, immediately everyone else thinks, well, that's a liar. I've heard that that person doesn't tell the truth. And so no one believes them. It's what they do, you know, witness assassinations in court. It's what they try to do to us when we try to go after space programs, after 9/11 stuff. They try to make conspiracy sound horrible. Well, we know for a fact that they run the world on shady conspiracies behind our back. They simply do. And we're not crazy. Right? We're not these people that need this stuff or want this stuff. That's the other thing. You know, some people might say, well, your life just isn't going the way that you want it to go. So what you're doing is you're projecting out and converting normal things in life into conspiracies such that you don't have to take responsibility for your actions and what you need to do to clean up your life. It's a scapegoat theory out towards the people that have run the world into the fucking ground. Is $60 million a day a big amount of money for the country of the United States of America? You have any idea how much money that is? It's approximately $22 billion a year. $22 billion a year. They get stolen out of the treasury, collected from taxation, that goes into an organization, which albeit employs a lot of Americans, employs a lot of other people in different countries. I mean, not our money, but your money. And so there's, you know, it's going into pockets, it's turning back into taxes and all that kind of stuff. But we have to look at what would we do with that money if we formed a space agency which had integrity, that had transparency. Now, how do we run the world? I mean, human beings, how do we do this? How does one country run the world? Well, what if we started from scratch and we had this idealistic space program whereby everything that we discovered went on some internet website, it's a Truthopedia, and we published it to the world. We figured out new booster rockets, we figured out anti-radiation systems that could insulate an astronaut against anything that's going to happen in space. I mean, we create some like 1,000x radiation thing. We can put an atom bomb right next to you, and as long as the concussion doesn't destroy the capsule that you're in, nothing's going to touch you. It's just perfect. And then we get to zero-point energy systems, which allow us to do anti-gravity systems, which allow us to do inertial systems. We don't even need a booster. We just lift ourselves into the sky and poof, we're off. We want to build space stations on the moon, on Mars, on whatever. We can fly through the belly of the sun, or at least skim the surface. We can fly right through coronal mass ejections like that dude on Star Trek did. I forgot which series that episode was. There's been, I think, a few that were had that narrative. Well, then our competitors might do it. China might do it, but they didn't invent it, but they'll do it because they know how to copy and re-engineer better than anyone else on planet Earth. Hats off to that, because that's not easy. Russia would do it, but maybe our arch enemy, people we have destroyed their countries with bombing campaigns by presidents prior to our good presidents, they still have all that those bad feelings and those bad memories, and they believe in absolute extermination of anyone with blue eyes, light skin, Christian cross on your chest. They want to kill your ass because of all that old shit. So transparency is hard. So we hide our stuff. So there's a bit of an idealistic problem with the full transparency space program. Okay, so we compartmentalize it. Well, then who do we tell? Who do we tell? You can't just tell anybody because someone could infiltrate the program from one of those other countries. Some Arab Brotherhood guy that wants to blow up the fucking, you know, world. You see, where it naturally creates these compartments where anything can occur. And we can't stop it. And so once you create these incredible Q clearance organizations within the United States government, you can siphon money. And, you know, what is it? President Carter tried to land at Area 51. He was told no. I think it was Truman wanted to go to Area 51, and they said no. That's a rumor, but I know that Carter tried it. Okay, so if the President of the United States can't go to Area 51, then Area 51 can do whatever the fuck Area 51 wants to do. They could do nothing. They could do everything. But no one's going to know whether or not all the black op projects, those, you know, $500 toilet seats, $12,000 coffee mugs, are going for a big party, are going for covert aircraft that protects the country, or alien technology that Bob Lazar's sitting on top of, like, was it Slim Pickens riding the nuclear bomb in Dr. Strangelove? I think that's why the space programs work together well, as long as everything is fake, because no one fears fake. China doing their moon rover thing this weekend. Yeah, wow. Well, how much did we give them? Not much, you know. They dug out this area that looks pretty much like us. Well, did someone talk to them to make sure that the shit isn't brown soil anymore? Well, we tried, you know, we asked them to make sure it's gray. We gave them a bunch of, like, Pantone colors from our fake missions from 69 to 72. We gave them exactly the software and how to do it. We offered to send representatives over, but they're a proud country, so they think they can do it. Then a week later, when the photos are produced, they're all brown soil. Someone's like, God damn it, get fucking President Xi on the phone. You know, have Trump call him and say, you cannot be publishing these photographs that look completely different than our photographs. Pretty sure the moon ain't brown. Then poof, it gets edited because the dude makes a phone call. Do we keep these fake space programs going because it inspires man? Well, when I was a kid and you were asked that question all the time, what are you going to be when you grow up? It was always the boys were going to be firemen or doctors and the girls were going to be either nurses or, I guess, stay-at-home moms, something like that. But one that would come up every once in a while for both boys and girls, at least by the 80s especially, when NASA came up with their little training camp, which I think was brilliant, people wanted to be astronauts. The name of the game was the space shuttle. Everybody wanted to go up in that thing. Even when I was a big space shuttle fan as a kid, going up would be cool, but I want to go to the moon, baby. I wanted to go out there and find that galaxy long, long ago with fucking lightsabers and Star Destroyers and Corvettes and TIE Fighters and X-Wing Fighters. Now, what I'm waiting for in this whole thing is that China's sending something to Mars. Because that's the one that NASA can hit every single time NASA tries, except for in 1998. We hit it every single time because our Hollywood machine works fantastic. Now, obviously, simulating the surface of Mars is exceptionally more difficult than simulating the surface of the moon. So who do you think's in on this thing, on the space program? Well, what do we think they're really doing every time they put up a, you know, satellite into space? I did see a whole movie of them launching satellites on the backs of weather balloons, but they're very, very small. It is sort of hilarious how that works. But, you know, just because you can do it doesn't mean all of them are doing that. But again, as they've said several times on the internet, we sure have a lot of pictures of satellites, right, that are taken by what? Other satellites, little, you know, drones up there. Oh, I'm going to take a little, you know, smile, you know, look sexy for the camera, make love to the camera. People think they've really seen photographs of these satellites. Now, when the space shuttle supposedly is doing maintenance of a particular satellite or deploying one, then supposedly, you know, that's easy to explain because it's right there. They got cameras and they're going to go fix the the Hubble telescope. We'll call it the Hubble for short. That it would seem that the spy agencies that have been trading information, the Five Eye agencies and their satellite technology, it's very, very real. And again, I've been privy to some stuff that's very, very real in the satellite realm that just looked very, very real and extremely detailed. So if satellites aren't real, they're certainly building a shit ton of them. My old co-host, he was taken through NASA Ames and was shown several satellites inside of a warehouse. It was all hermetically sealed. Everybody had their suit on. So they're spending a tremendous amount of money. They're actually building these things. And it would seem that, the one point they made with these weather balloons that were pulling up satellites is that the one I saw launch, the person who made the video said that that satellite weighed 8,000 pounds. So a 4-ton satellite's just lifted into the sky, no problem at all. The ones that I've seen that have crashed on the ground in foreign countries and they're sitting there beeping and everyone's filming it with their cell phones, those are measurably smaller than these 8,000 pound ones. But anything that goes up comes down. But again, the theory of gravity, as dictated by ethereal wind / ethereal water, it makes complete sense to be able to throw something into orbit. There's no problem with that, but you do have to throw it into space, and you throw it so fast that when it tries to fall back to Earth, it falls around Earth, and all the outside pressure pushing in keeps it there. But again, it has its own forward momentum, that when you're in the weak, weak field of gravity, it takes a long time to lose its orbit and fall down. If it had some mechanism to use the whatever atmosphere is there at about 200 miles up, which isn't a vacuum, obviously, it should be able to use normal rocket fuel and get itself pushed back up and sustain the orbit for a really long time. I'm unaware of any mechanism that they've developed for satellites whereby they don't need actual fuel. So once the tank is empty, then that thing is coming down at whatever graduated orbit it has. But when you talk about these organizations, and you know, it's funny because I get people coming onto the comments, and God bless you guys, usually newcomers, and they'll say, boy, they know you. They know your number. All right. You know, my views are not that great. My subscription count's not that great. And there's dudes out there really, really parsing this stuff, and they have a million subscribers, and they're saying the same thing I'm saying. They're saying it better than I'm saying it. They got 5-minute videos with, you know, 500,000 views, if not 12 million views. Those are the people that, if there are people that worry about those people, they're the ones on the radar. I am so far down the list, the pagination would have to go for miles before you'd see my name. Now, the only risk that we run in this truth game is that maybe, like an episode like this, where I'm saying it's a business, they're selling this space program to other countries. You know, I don't know if that's true. I don't really think it takes that much to fake this kind of stuff. But say that was true, and no one else on the whole internet's revealing that, and I put that up there, and boom, it becomes really popular. It's my breakthrough video. My subscriptions hit 100,000, and it's just growing like crazy. Then maybe they're alarmed. But when I think of this stuff, I think about who would protect the lie. And that's really the magnitude of the threat. And then how intense is the exposure? What's the rate of growth of the community that is believing this stuff? You know, we know of a lot of people, Bill Cooper being one of them, that were murdered because they were on to things early. But the thing about them is that they were the singular voice at a time when the truth movement was, you know, just a tiny little fungus about to grow. They tried to nip it in the bud. They tried to get rid of this viral growth. And thank God people clamped on. Bill Cooper also came with military credentials, high clearance credentials. He was inside the UFO program for at least 20 years before he came out. He was doing CNN interviews. He had a pretty good following. So, again, he wasn't just dropping bombs over the target. He was waking up everyone and teaching them how to drop bombs on the target. So they had to eliminate that guy. How many of you dig the fact that our president got rid of the cell phone spying program? Of course, there's speculation. There's a replacement. But whatever. I actually believe he did it. Do they have replacements for that? Well, sure. But do they have to spy on our phones all the time to get it? I think not. I think they got a different technique. It's far less invasive, probably creates a lot less data, a lot less burden on the intelligence agents that are actually 100% freedom lovers who would protect us if there was any hit put on us or some bullshit like that. And what's interesting is when I was doing MKUltra radio with Kyle, there was definitely a point when we were in the middle of the show and we just thought, okay, let's mention inside of an episode that we would never commit suicide, such that if it happens and that's the way it's blamed and we get cremated before our families even give consent. I don't want to be cremated, by the way. I want to get buried in the same cemetery my family's buried in my hometown, which is just west of the town. So if I ever get cremated, it's against my will 1,000%. I don't care if I'm fucking ground up in some horrible ass accident somewhere. You put all those little body parts in. I'm not worried about fucking going off and getting taken over the River Styx and hunting. I just don't want it to be done. Put in a little Costco meat bag and just put inside some sort of coffin. Put me in the ground. And now that I know, that's the way they hide their method of death. It even appeals to me more nowadays than it did in the past. What's interesting about this time, this is what I'll close with. What's interesting about this time in history is that we're watching folks maneuver in the world to preserve their conspiracies, to preserve their way of life, which is complete domination of other people at the expense of other people's happiness and prosperity and freedom. We're seeing them maneuver like crazy. You realize that 30 years ago, I'm just going to throw that out there, in the mid or the beginning of the 90s, I should say, we didn't know who these people were on average. I mean, there were people who knew, but those were just, you could count them on probably two hands. And now we know. We know their names. We know where their trusts are hidden. We know what corporations they own. We know what families belong to, what banking institutions, what investment banking houses they belong to. We know what politicians are bought off by certain lobbyists. We know because they toe their line right in front of our face. This Cortez chick, she's very interesting because she is as dumb as a human being gets. Super sad. Super sad. But she is a bag of hammers if there ever was one. So she's obviously not writing any of the content that she's submitting. This new Green Deal, she didn't write it. Someone else wrote it. Someone else gave it to her. And as asinine as the project is, and as poorly written as the deal is on piece of paper, that's not her brain. That's someone else's brain. The fucking chick was a bartender. And now she's a House representative. That academic track does not lead to being a representative of the United States of America in any capacity whatsoever, unless you're in the catering booth at a bartender at a bar pouring drinks for people who are actually educated enough to represent our country. We have, again, certification to be a doctor, to do surgery, to fix an eyeball. We have certification for engineers and architects to make sure that they know what the hell they're talking about before they build a big, giant 110-story skyscraper, because we don't want the damn thing falling down. But we have absolutely no requirements of people that run this country or the rest of the world, all of your countries. Anyone could be president. Trudeau, the drama teacher, full fucking blown shill. If you were a Canadian, oh my God. For all the shit they might say about Donald Trump, the guy's worth $10 billion and built an empire from very little money. Graduated top of his class. Has proven his intellect and his ability to do business. To run massive organizations with all kinds of races in it, by the way. He's got credentials. But we don't have any credential requirements to influence the laws of a country. Well, who do you think put that shit together? Back in the day, it was just a given you needed to be an established person to be a politician. You had to have some academic or business accomplishment to get those roles. Today, nothing. And why is that the case? Because they can put their shills in to push buttons. I vote yes. I vote yes. Do I get another paycheck? Yeah, you do. Okay, I push yes. Well, the fax came in this morning back in the 90s. Then I was an email comes in, tells you how to vote. If someone's missing, they run over and push their button for them. That happens at the state level all the time in this country. I saw a video where it revealed the fact that in state legislations all over the country, people run down and push other people's buttons because they're not there. They couldn't spare their time. They couldn't get up early enough to come down and vote, so someone else pushes their button for them. I think anyone who's caught pushing someone else's button, you are pulled out of office, you have handcuffs put on you, and you're put in jail. Not forever, but long enough that you will think about what you did. You'll be forbidden from ever holding office. And just like a soldier that commits a crime and gets dishonorably discharged, you get a dishonorably discharged credential. You're put into a database like a predator. And anybody who would hire you, they just look up that database. If they don't already know you're a total piece of shit, they go, you're a motherfucker that casts votes for somebody else. You influenced the laws of my state illegally. You manipulated them. I don't want you working for my country or company, excuse me. I don't want you teaching my kid. I don't want you watching my kid. I got a job over at that factory. You can push a broom. But those other people pushing brooms with you, they have higher integrity than you do. We're doing you a fucking favor. Again, if we win, if the truth movement wins, if the Great Awakening wins, if this country gets re-engineered, if JFK Jr. pops out of nowhere and runs with Trump or becomes a president at some point or just whatever, if we win and the truth comes out, these are the things we need to correct immediately. And the space programs being for sale, being a mechanism to manipulate people, that's got to come to an end. We need a space program. We do. We need to find out where we are. It should be real simple to prove whether or not the Earth is a spinning disc or a spinning ball. With photos, it should be very, very simple. There should be some offer to the average human being to say, okay, Mark Sargent, you think this place is a disc? I got a lot of friends that think that guy is a complete psyop shill. I have no opinion. But they should be able to give that, you know, what do you want, man? What do you want to be able to prove this place is a ball that spins? All right, we'll get your video cameras, get your backpack. We're going to put a spacesuit on you. You can do whatever it is. We'll even re-engineer the rocket to meet your requirements. That should be pretty easy to do. Wouldn't that be the most incredibly entertaining Falcon 9 launch from SpaceX to say, dude, we're going to do this and we're going to invite the average public of all the conspiracy people that think that satellites don't exist. You know, I've had a lot of speculation. I know they've used CG to do the retro rockets landing back down on Earth. These things could work today, but there's been some fake ass shit out there analyzed by the best minds in the world that create all your movies. And they're like, that shit is fake. Doesn't mean they haven't done it at one point in time. But we need to have all the conspiracy people invited to these events and just clear the table. Make it okay. For those of people like myself, we're going to have to develop a protocol to validate the stuff on Mars, to validate what's been claimed about the moon missions. Techniques that are absolutely bulletproof. Put it out there in open source. A bunch of brilliant minds that go, I think that's a trash truck. But brilliant minds that can put checksums in to make sure that everything is proven. I think that'd be great. I mean, the fact that these things are not being done, for me, validates the lie more than anything. Because you're talking about super easy things to prove. I mean, think about it. If Trump walked in the office and said, look, you got a problem, NASA, JPL. Nobody thinks your shit is real. I mean, nobody. Say it gets to that point. But way before it gets to that point, we got 60 million people that don't think it's real. All right. I'm going to give you $1 billion. I want you to start a brand new public program. We're going to give you all the resources you need. Create a website, social media, everything. We're going to harvest for 24 months every single conspiracy about what you've done. And you're going to build rockets. You're going to sub it out to maybe SpaceX because they're also suspect. Maybe it's half your shit, half their stuff. And we're going to have you guys launch. You're going to invite all these people out there. You're going to take a few guys up so they can look down. Again, the stuff that I've been able to calculate with the eyeball and the spherical Earth, 80 miles up, you're going to start seeing the curve undeniably if it's there. Again, observing a disc at certain angles will also look round, so you're going to have to make sure the Earth turns a complete 360 underneath the camera. It's never turned off. I'd love to see the space capsule from the moon landings come in backwards on its blast shield and survive all this turbulence without rolling and killing everybody inside. It does look like Project Orion is still going, by the way. They do keep their data classified, but they did officially cancel that project at one point. Again, who makes this? No one would make that shit up, right? I wouldn't, like, go out of thin air. It's been canceled. I just make it up. Anyway, I think you guys feel me. This episode's kind of bouncing around a little bit, but it touches on a bunch of subjects that I think we're all thinking about when we think about these, you know, these subject matter. You know, when I talk to folks downstairs, this is the average sort of sway that happens on these conversations. So I thought I'd put it all in an episode so we can kind of break it open. And what better place to do it than the Smoke Lounge? If you haven't been to deepthoughtsradio.com, please go. It lets you switch from audio to video and video to audio. There's the locked Facebook group, the coolest place in the world to go. We have a Twitter account now, in case some of you like to get your notifications through Twitter. I doubt there's a hell of a lot of you. We don't have that many followers, but we'll see. We'll see what happens there. Again, I am testing Brighton.com, which is Brighton.com. Again, I'm also testing BitChute. Last time I tried to upload to BitChute, it rejected my video because it said that it was over an hour. The same thing was the case with vid.me, but then I worked with those founders and they immediately blessed the channel, and so I put the whole show up there, which was great, until vid.me went out of business, which is unfortunate. So, there's also a Patreon account for those of you who want to tip me for what I'm doing here. Pays for cigars, pays for new hardware. Again, I bought this 4K camera. I have not collected enough money to pay for the entire camera, but we're doing better these days. I am taking, just full disclosure here, because I know in the past, in season one, definitely I said, you know, I don't need any money for this whole thing. I don't necessarily need money, but it definitely helps out, and it sort of inspires the program. Cigars aren't cheap. They're about 10 bucks a pop if I'm smoking an average stick. If I get a nice deal on a box, they can get down to about $5.50. So that's awesome. Always looking for new deals. So anyway, until next time, take care of yourself and someone else, and I will see you in the next Deep Thoughts. Over and out.